USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump meeting with British Prime Minister Theresa May earlier. The two about to have a news conference in London. The president saying after that earlier meeting,
the relationship is very, very strong. We've really had a very good relationship.
However, late yesterday, the president said in an interview with a British tabloid that the British Prime Minister's Brexit plan kills any chance of a trade deal with the United States. He also slammed the London mayor, saying he's been soft on terrorism and is doing a terrible job. Meanwhile, thousands of protesters against Trump's visit are in the streets of London. This one says,
he's a wannabe dictator. He's imprisoning children and tearing them away from their families.
Trump also saying in the interview the so-called Trump baby balloon has made him feel unwelcome in London. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Former FBI attorney Lisa Page will be testifying today before the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees. Republicans on the panels want to question her about her work on the special counsel's investigation into possible collusion between Russia and President Trump's 2016 campaign. They'll also ask her about anti-Trump text messages she exchanged with FBI agent Peter Strzok, who testified before the committees for 10 hours yesterday. A pay-your-age promotion at Build-A-Bear Workshop stores across the nation causing chaos yesterday when long lines and stores running out of the bears left a lot of people upset. The Build-A-Bear CEO Sharon Price-John says this morning,
there was no way for us to have estimated the kind of impact this kind of crowds. It's far surpassed anything we ever could have known.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
The charge is now dismissed, but a cloud hangs over the arrest of Stormy Daniels. As we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Stormy Daniels should never have been arrested at a Columbus strip club, according to the chief of police, and she's launching an investigation to determine if her officer's motives were improper. Chief Kim Jacobs says she'll take the heat for the arrest at Siren Strip Club, where Stormy was busted for touching an undercover vice officer during a performance. As TMZ reported, the arrest was bogus because the law only prohibits touching by dancers who perform regularly at a club, and Stormy was a featured guest for only two nights. Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, tells MSNBC,
here's my view of this. Okay, I think this is ridiculous. I think it's an absurd use of law enforcement resources.
Daniels canceled her Thursday night performance at Sirens due to security concerns.
The biggest wildfire in the country is now nearly contained as the Martin Fire in northern Nevada is 95% contained. In the week since it began, it has scorched over 435,000 acres, though luckily in a very remote area of Nevada. The Pro Football Hall of Fame says it won't honor wide receiver Terrell Owens individually at next month's induction ceremony. The executive director telling the Talk of Fame Sports Network, the focus will be on the guys who are there in Canton. Owens said last month he would not attend the ceremony and will instead give an acceptance speech at his alma mater. And this is USA Radio News.